USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Last week, news broke Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer was retiring, but the news didn't come from the court or Breyer himself. One day later, Breyer joined President Biden at the White House to officially announce his retirement.
People have come to accept this Constitution, and they've come to accept the importance of a rule of law.
It's now being reported White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain reportedly shared the news with a number of Democrat senators on Capitol Hill, eventually making its way to the media. The office of U.S. Senator Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico announced he suffered a stroke in the cerebellum last week. That's the part of the brain that affects balance. The statement says he's expected to make a full recovery, but when was not reported. The International Olympic Committee has long stated its commitment to human rights, but has declined to take a stand this year in the Uyghurs' genocide taking place in China. The Olympics start Friday and run through Sunday, February 20th. USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, you may qualify for a free continuous glucose monitor system. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM systems can automatically manage your diabetes better for you. And by using a CGM system, you can eliminate forever one thing most people with diabetes hate the most: finger sticks. Now it's possible to manage your diabetes better, end the painful finger sticks, and get a new CGM monitoring system at little or no cost to you. We even provide in-home delivery and do all the insurance paperwork for you. Now is the best time to manage your diabetes better and get your continuous glucose monitor. Call now for details. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. 800-396-0150. That's 800-396-0150.
Lockdowns and masks were not as effective as you might think against the pandemic.
An analysis of studies released last month by Johns Hopkins University indicated that lockdowns in the spring of 2020 reduced COVID-19 mortality by only 0.2% in the U.S. and Europe. Fox News reports several economic professors analyzed various studies regarding how school shutdowns, business closings, and mask mandates affected the COVID-19 death rate. They concluded lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
SpaceX appears to be targeting today to fly its next batch of Starlink satellites up to space. According to a forecast from the U.S. Space Flight's Delta 45 Weather Squadron, SpaceX's next Starlink mission, called Starlink 4-7, is now expected to launch on a Falcon 9 rocket between 4:41 p.m. and 5:01 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason: results.
This really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com. andro400.com.
President Biden is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans by making immigration a public policy rather than a public safety argument. So says Oklahoma Attorney General John O'Connor on Newsmax TV last night, calling the situation crazy.
Well, so it has been crazy, really. We went down to the border last week, 13 attorneys general, and to see that our president really is making this a public policy argument instead of a public safety argument. Clearly, this is a national security crisis, and the President of the United States is choosing to be very cavalier with the lives of Americans, including those of us close to the border, like in Oklahoma.
The President continues to believe root causes are the reason for illegal immigration.
If we figure out why they're leaving in the first place, it's not like people sit around and say in Guadalajara, I got a great idea. Let's sell everything we have, give it to a coyote, take us across the border, leave us in a desert, and a country doesn't want us, we don't speak the language. Won't that be fun?
Well, it's great in theory, but the fact is Texans, Oklahomans, people all across the country are dying because of the drugs that are coming across. And when they talk about compassion, that is not compassion. So it's great that the president wants to deal with why, but we're not going to be able to fix those countries.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.